As Congress debates federal immigration reform in Washington, D.C., California lawmakers are pushing several bills to strengthen state protections for immigrants. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains two of those bills threaten to shut down companies when employers intimidate immigrant workers.
The San Joaquin Valley produces more milk than anywhere else in the country, and most of its dairy workers are immigrants. For nearly a decade, Jose Arias milked cows at a San Joaquin County dairy, two shifts a day, 6 days a week. He wasn't paid overtime or given rest breaks, and he finally left the dairy and filed a lawsuit. As Arias and the dairy owners were in the middle of negotiations shortly before trial, he says he learned the attorney representing the dairy had contacted immigration agents about him.
I felt nervous. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't even eat because I was thinking about what could happen.
Arias is undocumented, and the possibility of getting deported to Mexico, separated from his wife and four children, terrified him. Even talking about his case still makes him nervous. Sitting in his attorney's office, he speaks haltingly, softly, shifting uncomfortably in his seat.
I feel, well, defeated, but I'm pushing on.
I see.
This month, Arias filed a separate case claiming he was retaliated against when the dairy's attorney contacted immigration agents. In an email, the attorney said the charge is, quote, completely without merit, though he wouldn't comment for this story. But Arias says he knows he has rights, even as an undocumented worker.
I want to stand up for my rights so other people don't have to go through what I did.
Now, two bills working their way through the state legislature may help more immigrant workers like Arias come forward.
I've worked 40 hours. You've paid me for 20. And when employers say, you know what, if you keep bothering me and asking for this money, I'm going to call immigration on you.
Assemblymember Roger Hernandez of West Covina is sponsoring one of the bills. Senate Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg has introduced a similar measure. Both bills include a $10,000 penalty on employers who retaliate against workers. The Steinberg bill would specifically address retaliation by attorneys, like what's alleged in the Arias case. The Hernandez bill would require that a court permanently revoke business licenses from employers who retaliate against their workers more than once. That's the part that's getting a chilly reception from business groups, like the California Chamber of Commerce and the California Association of Wine Grape Growers.
The problem here is that the remedy proposed is remarkably broad.
Mike Belote is a lobbyist for the California Employment Law Council, a group of the state's biggest private employers. He says he doesn't doubt that retaliation against immigrant workers can happen, but he thinks the Hernandez bill could hurt California's economy.
If one of our very, very large employers, who may have tens of thousands of employees in California, if you have one rogue supervisor who engages in these practices twice, every license possessed by that business must be permanently revoked.
Hernandez, however, insists that's a fitting punishment. He says existing federal and state laws that protect workers from retaliation haven't stopped employers from using the threat of calling immigration authorities to keep employees quiet.
That creates a very chilling, stifling element in the workplace. I'm confident the majority of Californians do not want our economy to be helped through exploitation.
Hernandez invited workers from several companies to testify in front of the Assembly Labor and Employment Committee in March. Among them were immigrant workers from a cheese plant in Hanford known as Marquez Brothers. Shipping clerk Candida Venegas helped lead an effort to unionize that plant.
So we told our people, you know what, we're going to go to Sacramento to show you guys that we shouldn't be afraid anymore.
Assemblymember Hernandez says company lawyers showed up to the Sacramento hearing, sat behind the workers, and tried to intimidate them.
One, I find it really ironic and outrageous that as we sit here today discussing employer intimidation and harassment of employees who seek to find justice in their workplace, that these employers would hire high-priced attorneys to come out and follow their employees here today.
Candida Venegas is a U.S. citizen, but she says she was standing up for her immigrant coworkers. She was fired shortly after the hearing in Sacramento.
And everybody's scared now. You know, they're pretty much saying, I mean, if it happened to her that was trying to help out people, what's going to happen to us?
The committee that Hernandez chairs has launched a formal investigation based on the claims made by Venegas. Marquez Brothers declined to comment for this story, although a company spokesman told the local newspaper that Venegas was fired for getting into a fight with another employee, not because she was challenging working conditions in the plant. The immigrant rights movement, though, is rallying around Venegas, cheering her at a recent May Day march in San Jose, where Marquez Brothers is headquartered. Both the Steinberg and Hernandez bills have passed through committee and are headed for votes on the full floor of each chamber. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
This story was co-reported with Rachel Estabrook.